Hello and welcome to Ukrainian News Outlook for the week ending March 25th. I'm Keith Parent. The headlines: ex-Ukrainian president appears in court. Ukrainians leave the country to find better pay and working conditions. Teachers in Ukraine get pay rise. Imports of agricultural machinery jump. And the European Commission president to visit Ukraine for the 25th anniversary of Chernobyl. Ex-Ukrainian president Leonid Kuchma has appeared at the General Prosecutor's Office in Kiev, protesting that he was innocent of all charges of the involvement in the murder of the opposition journalist Gyorgy Gongadze in 2000. Hierhor Gokemp has the details.
Crowds of angry demonstrators took to the streets of the Ukrainian capital Kiev just over 10 years ago, following the news that one of the country's most popular journalists had been murdered. They called for the ouster of the then-president Leonid Kuchma, who many saw as the mastermind behind the killing. The journalist Gyorgy Gongadze disappeared in Kiev in September 2000. Later that year, his beheaded body was found in the forest. Gongadze was popular for his criticism of the authorities, including the president. Shortly after his death, a former bodyguard of Kuchma produced audio tapes he said he'd recorded in the cabinet of the president. On one of the tapes, a voice similar to Kuchma's gives an order to take care of Gongadze. Kuchma has always denied any involvement and again declared his innocence when he arrived at the prosecutor's office in Kiev for questioning on Wednesday. I'm calm, he said, because I feel I'm innocent. You know well that for 10 years I lived under very strong psychological pressure, sometimes stronger and sometimes weaker, depending on what was happening at the time in Ukraine. So today I'm morally ready to go through hell to prove that I'm innocent. I want only the truth to remain in the history of Ukraine about what I did and what I did not do. Kuchma added he considered the whole affair to be a provocation aimed at him and his country. Apart from the tapes, he said, which as you understand very well cannot serve as evidence, they have absolutely nothing. 5 years ago I said on television that this was a horrible provocation against Ukraine, against the president of Ukraine. This was and will remain my position. The actual perpetrators of the crime, three men working in the Interior Ministry, have been found and convicted. A fourth man was arrested last year. He said the order had been given by a former Interior Minister who later killed himself. Kuchma's former bodyguard, Major Nikolai Melnichenko, says he's still convinced that the former president did give the order to kill Gongadze. Melnichenko says he seeks a meeting with Kuchma to confront him publicly with the tapes. Kuchma refuses. No, of course I don't want to, he said. Not because I'm not ready. I simply don't want to and I won't meet him. You can understand for what reasons. I don't want to talk about it any further. Melnichenko reacted angrily. I'll be happy to visit him in prison, he said. He should be brought in handcuffs with his face on the table. What does it mean he doesn't want to? Kuchma says the news of a criminal investigation against him in connection with the Gongadze killing took him by surprise. It came like snow on a clear day, he said. Commentators in Ukraine give various explanations for the investigation. One is that it gives Kuchma the opportunity to clear his name once and for all. Hierhor Gokemp, Deutsche Welle Radio.
Over the past few years, a number of Ukrainians have migrated to other parts of the European Union, seeking better paying jobs and working conditions. This current emigration wave is having a big impact on the economy. A poll discovered that nearly 15% of Ukrainians want to leave the country. But how can this problem be resolved when you have an unemployment rate of 12%? Daria Digut reports.
A few years ago, some Ukrainians headed to the West looking for a job. Today, this tendency is growing. According to the sociologists, more and more young people under the age of 30 have a confirmed desire to emigrate permanently. One of them is Lyudmila. A 22-year-old Ukrainian girl is packing up her clothes into a suitcase. She has decided to leave for Poland.
I don't see any future in Ukraine. My friend helped me find a nursing job in Poland that pays well.
Having graduated from one of the best colleges in Ukraine, Lyudmila leaves her diploma on the shelf. Ukraine's unemployment rate has risen to over 12%. These are official figures, which according to some experts can be understated as well as the number of those immigrating.
There are at least 2.6 million Ukrainians working abroad. Most of them have no legal status and are unaccounted for.
Unemployment, social vulnerability and uncertain future are the main reasons behind Ukraine's new immigration wave. Seeking a better life and stability, Ukrainians move to near Poland, the Czech Republic and Hungary, as well as Italy, Portugal and Turkey. A recent poll suggests that more than 15% of Ukrainians want to leave the country. Experts say the trend could prove costly in the long run. Дар'я Дігуц, Kyiv.
The Ukrainian government decided to increase, starting September 1, 2011, salaries of teachers and educators by 20%. The cabinet said that the requirements of teachers were satisfied almost 3 years ago. Now the average salary of a preschool, secondary or higher education establishment is about $133, and the average wage is $252. The average salary of academic teaching staff at universities will be increased to $383 from the current $288. Imports and exports of agricultural machinery in Ukraine jumped 2.3-fold in January and February 2011, compared to the same period in 2010. That's according to the Ukrainian Agribusiness Club. According to its press release, exports of agricultural equipment over the period rose by 14%, while imports skyrocketed to 181%. Tractors are the leading item in foreign trade in several indicators. In particular, wheeled tractors accounted for around 50% of imported value and 35% of the export value of the agricultural machinery in January 2011. And finally, the European Commission president has confirmed during a telephone conversation with the president of Ukraine his participation in a summit dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the Chernobyl tragedy in Kyiv. The presidents agreed to hold a bilateral meeting April 18th to discuss EU-Ukraine relations. And that was a look at some of the news making headlines in Ukraine for the week ending March 25th. I'm Keith Powell.